We've finally got a taste of summer here in Germany, which is home to a staggering 12,000 natural lakes. Come this time of year, when the sun gods are warming the nation's skin, these cool, dark and secretive inland bodies of water are where everyone wants to be, in various stages of undress, as Worldlink columnist Tamsin Walker knows only too well.
DW. That is the familiar sound of summer in and around Berlin. The crush and throng of tiny trains packed with prams, beach paraphernalia and bikes, all being shunted, like their owners, beyond the city limits into the great watery beyond of Brandenburg, the lake-rich state that encircles the German capital. It has a magnetic effect on Berliners during the warmer months, pulling them out of their homes and onto its numerous sandy shores and boggy banks. And it's much the same story up and down the country.
I think most Germans like to be at the waterfront, to have this beautiful view. As soon as it is warm enough, people go to some kind of water and try to swim.
Hartmut Rhein, an expert in sustainable tourism, says the lake swimming trend that's now very much a part of the fabric of this society took off around the turn of the last century, when trains made it possible for people who didn't live close to the water to explore the pitted landscape around them. And something else lake-related was also starting to take off around the same time. Or, to be more exact, was being taken off. Though my own virgin visit to a German lake now lies deep in the past, the experience itself lives on in the depths of my mind, and the glorious technicolor of the experience hasn't faded over time. It was my first ever encounter with FKK, an abbreviation for the Freikörperkultur, or free body culture, that sees scores of people strip off to salute the sun in the buff. Gawping from behind my sunglasses and feeling very overdressed in my bikini, I remember being forced to acknowledge what a sheltered life I'd led. Turns out I was about a century behind the curve.
It came up in the turn of the century, 1900, because it was a kind of liberalization. To be outside, to be close to nature, to be in the sun, to be part of the nature, to be against the conventions. Traditional in this time, it was a Prussian time, it was when we had Kaiser Wilhelm, so it was a really conservative, and it was the opposite.
During those early years, the movement attracted both followers and attention. And though it suffered setbacks under Hitler, who disbanded FKK groups or had them forcibly integrated into Nazi organizations, it continued to capture the imagination of Germans eager to show the human body is nothing to be ashamed of. Driven by that determination, public nudity experienced another awakening in the post-war Germany of two halves, most notably in the East, where by the mid-1950s it had become state-sanctioned. 2 decades later, it was entirely mainstream, embraced with a passion that for many has endured. A lot of larger lakes in the former eastern states still have a designated FKK or nudity zone. But even at smaller ones, it's perfectly common to see people sunbathing, boating, or splashing about in the water with nothing on. And having shed my Victorian disbelief of old, I've even been known to join them. Yes, I'm quite happy to throw my clothes to the wind to convene with nature in my most natural of states. Because there is something truly liberating about sitting in the nuddy on the banks of a lake, knowing that nobody will bat an eyelid. Except, perhaps, the British newcomers hiding behind their sunglasses.
This report was brought to you by DW.